We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370.
Our own congressman and hardworking champion of the taxpayer, Roger Williams, who was up in Washington, D.C., saw this Inflation Reduction Act that Congressman Bernie Sanders over in the Senate, when the Senate was debating it, Bernie Sanders says, quote, this bill will in fact have a minimal impact on inflation. Tell us what you saw last week as you were voting on this and what's your read on the inflation impact, sir.
Well, it's a disastrous bill. I mean, the idea of raising taxes in a recession is pretty unbelievable. It's going to go right to Main Street. It's going to go hit job creators. People that were making profits now are going to have to cut back expenses, i.e. people, to save the money they're going to have to pay on taxes. And when you talk about 87,000 IRS agents, that's pretty scary, isn't it?
Yes,
sir. I mean, already they got 60,000 in the department. Now they're going to add 100% of more people to it. And these are people, guys, you can't get rid of. Once they're locked in the government world, they keep their job. 87,000 IRS agents, they're going to be piranhas. They're going to hit Main Street. They're going to hit small business. They're going to put fear in Main Street America, and it's going to affect the economy. It's going to affect jobs. And it's just the worst legislation you can imagine. I can't imagine, even if you're a Democrat, that you can sit there and say, let's raise taxes in a time of recession. Let's take money from the people who are generating jobs, generating profits. That's how we get back to the idea, and which I believe we got to cut taxes even more. We got to put Main Street America. They got to control their own money, not the federal government. So it's a disastrous bill. Not even mention the green part of it. It's going to spend millions and billions of dollars just retrofitting government vehicles to be electric. And there's no grid out there. So it's a disaster. And it's one we're going to have to fix down the road when we get the House and the Senate back. As Republicans.
Well, you talk about it as a disaster. Nancy Pelosi said it was glorious, but you just scared me, Roger. If we win the midterms, and then if we take back the presidency, whether it's Trump or DeSantis or whoever, Pence or whoever it might be, are you saying we will not be able to get rid of those 87,000 IRS agents?
Government employees, the hardest people in the world to get rid of. You know that. We've seen that, right? Some of the things they do, and they pop up again in another department or something. So you're not going to be able to get in there and start letting people go. You know, Trump, when he became president, what he did, he announced we're not going to hire anybody else. We'll slow government bureaucracy and government employment down, but not hiring anybody. But the idea of getting rid of a government employee is really, really hard.
And Congressman Roger Williams, I'm looking at a Fox News story here this morning that's quoting a Congressional Budget Office scoring of an amendment that would have prohibited the IRS from auditing taxpayers making less than $400,000. That went down in the Senate. But the Congressional Budget Office says that's going to cost the federal government $20 billion, which seems to indicate those under $400,000 will be audited. What was the CBO reading that you saw and that folks either accepted or denied up on the House floor?
Well, it's going to cost money. It's going to go deep into small business owners. Everybody's going to be paying more taxes. Everybody's going to be paying for the new Green Deal. It's driving us, and it's not doing anything about inflation. Mm-hmm. I mean, to print the money, we continue to borrow printed money. It's not doing anything with inflation. And let's not forget, guys, that interest rates are going up too. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So you got double digit inflation. You got interest rates going up. And I remember back in '81, as you all do, you remember we had double digit inflation and we had 20% interest. Now we have inflation is higher than interest, but that's a combination that bothers me when you go back to 1981. So anything the government gets involved in is going to cost the taxpayers money.
Roger, I want to ask you what you think is the most motivating factor of these two. Will the Democrats be motivated more by the overturning of Roe v. Wade, or will the Republicans be motivated more by the Inflation Reduction Bill, the raid on Mar-a-Lago, and the hiring of 87,000 new IRS agents?
Well, I think that it's certainly going to side with Republicans, because when you poll, as many of you have done, and you what are the biggest concerns of Main Street and the taxpayer? It's higher taxes, it's jobs, it's the border, it's inflation, it's interest rates, and Roe v. Wade may energize the other side, but that's not an interest that energizes all of America. America wants their daily lives under control and not be burdened by federal government pressures and higher taxes. So I think that at the end of the day, who's motivated more? I mean, they may be motivated by Roe v. Wade, but at the same time, the people and the taxpayers are motivated more by the things we just talked about.
Folks, we're visiting with hardworking Congressman Roger Williams from the 25th Congressional District out in western Travis County. Congressman, Joe Biden had another real faux pas last week, I got to believe. He's trying to tell Americans that inflation is zero when it came out at 8.5% last week. What's your read on this?
Well, see, they're trying to, have you noticed how they're trying to create our language, the words we say, and, you know, they're spelling recession different, and they base everything off what it was last time instead of basing it off what it was when they came into office. So they're playing trickery with the numbers. They're trying to fool the American public, but they're not doing it. I mean, if you're out there, you got a job or you got a business and you're employing people and you're trying to make a payroll or you're trying to pay for schooling or you're trying to pay for gas or a car payment, you know what he's saying is wrong. I mean, the problem is we started somewhere and we are here. You don't go back to where we are today compared to where we were yesterday. And the Democrats and Biden are just trying to create a whole new mathematical system and word system, and people aren't buying into it. We're not going to change the way we talk.
Congressman, I want to talk to you a little bit about Merrick Garland, about our bifurcated system of justice, which now most people recognize that if you do something wrong on the federal basis and you're a conservative, you will be attacked bitterly. But if you're a Democrat or a liberal, you will walk like Hunter Biden, like Hillary Clinton. So let me phrase the question this way. Do we need an FBI anymore in America? Should we try to rebuild it or abolish it?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, we need law and order, don't we? You know, I think we can rebuild it. I think people have lost trust in it. I mean, we're seeing the FBI do things we never thought they would, but I don't want you to do away with the FBI because law and order is important. It has to be to all of us, but we can rebuild the FBI and get it to where it does investigate things it's supposed to investigate and not investigate personalities and political beliefs and parties.
And that goes on top of some of the other still fresh in people's minds, FBI inaction or misaction that we've had over the last couple of years. People keep talking about this idea that we hear, trust in our institutions. Is that something you're hearing about in your constituent base, or are they just flat out upset?
When we were all growing up, and a lot of us growing up in the 50s and the 60s, you did trust your institutions. They were what built, they were the basis of our country. But now we've seen some deterioration, and people in many cases don't trust, the agencies that we used to have faith in, and we got to rebuild that back. But people are more apt to say, I don't trust them than I trust them. And it's because of what we've seen the last couple of years, and you named them, with all the way with the Clintons to the Bidens. It's a disaster. And we see what they did with President Trump, where anybody's house can be broken into if you don't think like they might think. This is a dangerous, dangerous proposition, and one that really makes you question your judicial system also.
As an exit question, Congressman Williams, I'd like to move it back to Texas right now. Greg Abbott seems to be maintaining kind of a 7-point lead or so on Beto O'Rourke. and he's sending those buses of immigrants now to New York City. What do you make of that and the Texas governor's race?
Well, I think Governor Abbott, is doing a really good job. He's been forced to protect our borders when we know that's a federal job, but the governor's been forced to do that. I think the idea of sending the illegals up to other states, I mean, it's fine. We can't take care of everybody here in Texas. Let the others participate in it. They've got always talked about it and condemned us for not being compassionate. Let's see how compassionate they are. And I think as far as running against Beto's a three-time loser, for crying out loud. And when you hear him talk and the language he uses and so forth, it certainly doesn't represent Texas, doesn't represent me, doesn't represent the way people think. And, you know, I'm not a gambler, I'm not a predictor, but I think Governor Abbott will win sizably. I think the people of Texas will see the choice they got, and it's absolutely no choice. And I think he'll be fine.
All right, Congressman Roger Williams. And Congressman, always a pleasure to have you on, and come back soon.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you.
Cardle and Woolley, weekday mornings, 7 to 9 a.m. on Talk 1370.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.